What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And it's your girl Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2021. We made it.
Yes.
We made it. Yes. And happy Independence Day to all my Haitians out there, to all my Zoes. Sak passe, been free since 1804 out here, fresh, free, Black nation. Happy Independence Day.
I just wanted my soup, but clearly I ain't.
Listen, bro.
Again, 2 years in a row.
I ain't even get my soup, but here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make a special request for my birthday.
Please.
For the soup. And it's gonna go down.
Thank you.
It's gonna go down.
Because I ain't doing this with you in 2021.
Listen, I didn't even get any, and that's
look, that's the same thing you gave me. That's the same excuse you gave me last year.
It's true.
You telling me your mama ain't give her only son a bowl of soup? I don't believe that.
Listen, it's been a rough. Let me tell you how it is. This is the first New Year, honestly, the first New Year since I can remember that I actually missed it. I didn't stay up. I was so dead tired, oh, Tristan.
I don't stay up. I stopped doing that back in 2013.
Tristan, you go to bed at 7. So, I mean, you were never going to make it anyway. Mm-hmm. But me, the night owl, I literally, Tristan, I was gone. Like, I was gone.
One day you're going to start taking vacations quarterly, like I always suggest.
Quarterly?
One day.
Listen, it was hard for your boy. So this is the first one I missed. I was all out of sorts. I had things to do. So yeah, I didn't even get to partake in the soup. And she had made some. So I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna get to it. By the time I got to it, it was gone. I didn't even get to say nothing for you. I apologize. I let you down, Tristan. I'll make it up though.
All right. Because you know I got your birthday marked on my calendar.
I'll make it up.
I'll be hearing you. Happy birthday with my soup.
All right, happy birthday. Where's my suit, though?
That's it. Gotcha. That's it.
Gotcha. But how was your New Year's?
You know I was asleep. I go to bed. You know, me and my best friend, Yarnay, we both have businesses, so we did like a Zoom vision board party to show people how to properly do their vision boards for 2021 so everyone can be manifesting and flourishing and setting smart goals and all that good stuff. So we did that. But yeah, that started at 8, over by 9:30, by 10, I was asleep. Norman. And you know, my poor Josephine, honey, they was doing bombs over Baghdad over here. So
right, yeah.
I'm like, is that a grenade launcher? What do y'all have? So my little Josephine was just all worked up.
But you never know on the south side, it could have been. So just throwing that out there.
Listen, long as nothing ricochets through this here house, we're straight, because I would really hate to have to return fire, okay? I don't want to be that person in 2021. I don't want to be that person. So no, I was asleep. I don't know what my daughter did. She was in this house somewhere. Me and Hendrix was asleep. Genesis and Josephine was up. That's
my guy. My guy Hendrix.
He slept through one of them explosions. You know, he don't care.
Yeah, he gone, man. It is what it is. But
right. He's like, if ain't nobody breaking the house, we straight.
We're good. Yeah. Well, that's dope. Wishing everybody a new year. I mean, I guess ours wasn't as eventful as it should have been because COVID's still out here. So there's that. So yeah. So hopefully everybody was safe. Even though our numbers out here in Georgia are not showing that, but hopefully.
Because all these out of towners, did you see on the news? All these out of towners came to Atlanta for New Year's. Why, Lord? Why?
We loose out here.
Atlanta did never close. Like, I'm just saying, God damn.
We stay open, man.
It's too much. I just can't. I really can't.
We got no boundaries, okay? We have boundary issues here in Atlanta.
We do. And I know Keisha Lance Bottoms is like, y'all Negroes.
Listen. But yeah, so today we have an interesting topic for you. I know Tristan is itching to get to it because she has a lot to say. A lot. So, once again, and I'm kind of sad to be saying this again, I was caught in a whirlwind of gossip in social media, and it wasn't involving any sports figures, but yet another reality TV persona. And I need to have a moment of introspection when we once we get off air and kind of reconfigure what I'm doing with my life, because this is too much.
It's okay. You're don't just picking need to be up keeping my up. Slack because I've been slacking. So you're just picking up my slack.
That's I need to change my life.
I'm going to do better so you don't have to pick up my slack on the gospel.
Clearly, because I don't need to be keeping up with reality or like, anything.
I was like, what? I'm like, Caesar?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. So, and I blame my other podcast too because I got to keep up with everything that's going on.
You got to stay abreast of all the comings and goings.
I do. So moving forward, Caesar from Black Ink Crew, New York, if I'm not mistaken. He's been on the social media blowing up because his daughter aired him out about a physical altercation that occurred in his home with his girlfriend. So allegedly, Caesar pulled his daughter out of the shower, kind of beat her up, stomped her down because she didn't do chores and was disrespectful towards him and his girlfriend. So as all teenagers do, they go and vent, but we're in the social media age, so she vented on her live and was received.
I'm gonna tell y'all how it really is up in here.
Mm-hmm. And it was received and went viral, which begs the question. In the Black community, Tristan, you know, whoopings is kind of a cultural phenomenon that has been occurring since the beginning of our civilization, right? Oftentimes you do hear the phrase, oh, they act in this way because you don't whoop them enough, right?
Get a rod for the child.
You know, it's a common phrase that's used. You know, it's supposed to be used for discipline, but I want to ask you two questions. In our community, is there a difference between whooping and discipline? And the next question after that is, do you feel that that type of discipline is effective in raising a child?
Okay, so we know it is a difference between whooping and discipline, because One, you can spank your child as a form of discipline, but at the end of the day, once you start stomping them out, it's like you're retaliating. You're mad, so now you're retaliating, or you are angry and you feel like you're losing control of the situation, so now you got to use physical means to gain control of the situation first and foremost. And this comes from someone who's never spanked her child. I have a 16-year-old as well. It's many times I want to go clean into her chin. I'm just like, oh girl, listen, you're trying me, you're smelling yourself. But at the end of the day, me physically degrading my child does what? It doesn't help whatever situation is at hand. It doesn't solve the problem at hand. It doesn't help her self-esteem. It doesn't teach her a lesson. It just teaches her, oh, mama know how to throw them hands. That's all it teaches her. But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't want to ever degrade my child to teach her a lesson, because that's so counterproductive to me, especially when you're raising girls. It's like you're supposed to build them up, not tear them down. I think that's any child in general. Anyway, the second what was the second one? What the hell?
The second one is, do you think that whoopings or spanking are effective in raising children? No. Are effective form of discipline?
Nope. Again, I've never spanked my child, and I feel like my child is the bee's knees. Does she get on my nerves? Absolutely. Does she do stupid ass teenage shit? Absolutely. Fucking-lutely. But at the end of the day, me spanking her again does what? Especially at 16, right? Because it's not like a two-year-old like, you know, nope. You're popping a hand and shit, right? This doesn't do that. And you're talking to someone who was raised, and I got ass whoopings every week. I was one of them kids. Yo, my girl was like, don't call this house no more. If she did something at school, just send her ass home. I'm tired of coming up there.
Wow.
So I know when you have a ruly child, because I was one, right? But I also understand when a parent doesn't know how to parent, or they don't know how to manage their own anger, because the reality is children are going to piss you off. They're going to disappoint you. They're going to do all these things. But if you can't manage your own emotions, how the hell can you even begin to parent and guide them to where they can change their behavior? Because when they're 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, you can make them fear you. But once they're 16, 17, it's just like, no, Slim.
That's the age of smelling yourself too.
Listen,
so.
And then they got a little size on them. And I'm like saying, like, at the end of the day, what I look like, now I know I can whip my daughter ass, but what I look like trying throwing my damn back out to be able to beat her ass because she didn't do the, you know what I mean? My child didn't do the dishes. And at the end of the day, it's like, oh, you didn't do the dishes. All right, cool. So when I leave out here to go get my nails done, no, baby, you can't come because you didn't do the dishes, remember? It's no argument. There's no, I'm not gonna let you eat my blood pressure high. But for this man to go into the bathroom while his daughter is showering, and you pull her out of the shower butt naked and you beat her like a nigga on the street, that is beyond degrading. First of all, as a father, I feel like you shouldn't even be walking in the bathroom. You're done. You're done with seeing your child nude. You're done. And then on top of that, it's like, why are you physically putting your hand as a man? Like, my father wasn't allowed to hit me. And I don't think he ever could muster up the courage to do it anyway, because he's just like, not my babies. He don't give a fuck what I did. Well, she ain't mean to do it. That was always everybody. She ain't mean to do that shit. But my mama never let him even raise his voice at us. You know what I'm saying? Because she's like, right, a father should not ever touch his daughters in any kind of negative capacity. And I honestly feel the same way. Like, my daughter's father, first of all, ain't nobody allowed to hit my child. Because if I don't hit my child, ain't no fucking about hitting my child. Mm-hmm. But if you cannot talk to my child and get her to understand why you're disappointed or why you're upset, then you must lack communication skills. My child can comprehend very well.
Yeah, for me, a couple things strike me as very concerning regarding this situation. And let me say this, you know, this is a back and forth. There's no footage of exactly what happened and when it happened, but this is not outside of the realm of things that we've seen in the community as therapists and, you know, and the families that we've worked in. What I will say, what concerns me is anytime your form of discipline borders on the line of trauma or turns into a traumatic experience, it's doing more harm than good. Absolutely. So you, as a parent, you have to understand the balance that comes with disciplining your child. And also, just like we talk about how your parenting has to evolve and change as your child grows, that's the discipline. That's a part of parenting as well. So you're disciplining. So we mostly talk about that in terms of what? Communication, right? So you have to figure out and be creative in how you communicate with your child as they, you know, grow and mature. Well, the same thing happens with disciplining as well, because I'm not going to lie, I do believe in spanking up to a certain age. Like you said, like a 2-3 year old, like I have nieces and nephews, like my 3-year old nephew, I pop him in a minute. You get what I'm saying? But it's not like a whooping. It's not like, you get what I'm saying? It's a, hey, put that down.
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing like that. So I can't completely say, oh, I'm against any form of that. No, but once my child honestly is beyond the age of 10, like what? They're cognitive. They can talk. Even honestly, my 8-year-old nephew, they don't whoop him. They talk to him like, hey, this is what you did. This is what's going to happen. You get what I'm saying? And his world is crushed. You tell him he can't play his game, like his world is crushed. You get what I'm saying? So
but you're raising someone who can understand cause and effect, mm-hmm, and decision-making. So that's the whole point, is you want them to not do the same thing or learn from the lesson. But you can't do that if every time you do something, you're going to physically harm them.
Right. And also understand the difference between discipline and punishment as well, too. Right. So with that whole discipline piece, there's a lesson involved. Right. There's a greater good. There's a greater guiding principle. When you get into the realms of punishment, that's just cause and effect kind of a situation.
Right.
You did this. I'm angry. I'm taking this emotion out on you. I'm taking, you know, I'm letting you know how I feel in regards to this.
Right.
With discipline, there's a lesson that's at the focal point of this. And that discipline is tailored to highlight that lesson.
Right, like, it has to be connected to the behavior.
Exactly, you're right. And what are you highlighting and promoting by stomping and beating your child down? Does that make sense? Like, there's no recall back to that, and not a good recall, because I also understand once you get into the realm of trauma, that physically and psychologically, they can't get any lesson from that, because they're now in defensive mode, they're in protection mode, they can't receive any of that. So for those who are trying to make that loose connection saying, well, he could have told her that this stomping happened because she ain't do the dishes. No, by that point, she's not here to receive any of that.
Right.
She's in protection mode. She's fearing for her life. She's trying to, you get what I'm saying? Like, too much is going on because you've already crossed that threshold into trauma.
Right.
So as a parent, it is your chief responsibility to make sure that your child is safe in all realms, like you said, not just safe physically, but safe emotionally and psychologically. And for him to come into her her shower like that.
That's her safe space. Like, you legit violated my safe space.
Right. To do what he did to her, you actually put her in danger in so many ways that I don't think he's coherent in what he did. Like, you hurt her in so many levels that it's really going to take years to undo what you just did.
Right. And taking it from a person who got an ass whooping in the tub, that shit fucking hurts. Okay.
Oh, yeah, man. When you got that water and that.
What? Listen, I remember, I don't know what the fuck I did, but I thought I got away with it. And I was like, I'm trying to go to bed, take my bath, eat dinner. Man, my mama caught me getting out of that tub and wore my ass. And you know I'm light skinned. And wore my ass out. So I'm just like, at the end of the day, and it didn't change my behavior. It just made me more sneaky. Mm-hmm. It made me realize, like, okay, one, I will never come to you with anything. One. Two, at the end of the day, like, yeah, I'm gonna definitely do better at my motherfucking 1-2 step. So you will never find out again. So
no, that's facts.
What is the whole point of seeing, especially again at 16? Like, she's 16. So if you telling me my comprehension level isn't where it need to be, where you got to put your hands on me, or maybe you don't know how to verbally express what needs to be happening here for me to learn a lesson that you have to put your hands on me. But either way, there's a massive disconnect. And as a woman who is dating, if I ever was with a dude and he treated his daughter like that, I'm getting fuck, like, no. First of all, I'm intervening. Like, nigga, nah, you gotta fight all of us in this motherfucking house. Cause there's nothing you can tell me your child did that warranted you, one, even coming in the bathroom while she's naked, one. Two, even they gonna putting your hands on her. The dish is not done, so you motherfucking stomp her out. Again, every household in America with a teenager has had the dishes not done at some motherfucking point. That's some common shit. And then the girlfriend's like, oh, you can't do dishes, but you want $600 wigs. I thought she was talking about my child. I said, well, damn, does she know Genesis? Because this is my child. Won't go to beauty supply store every day. Can you do the dishes? I'm going to do the dishes. Oh, I forgot. But I'm just like, yes, you're disappointed because you want them to care about, you know, the things that you're asking. Like, oh, well, you can remember going to the skating rink or going here, going there, or whatever the case may be. But, oh, you forgot when it's something I asked you. It's very frustrating as a parent. But am I going to motherfucking deck her ass because she didn't do the dishes? Am I going to go in her bath? I mean, am I going to go in her bed while she's sleeping, waterboard her while she's sleeping? No, I'm not. Because, again, you're still showing your child and you're modeling for them. So when you're disappointed, how do you respond? Because that's how your child's going to respond when she's disappointed. Mm-hmm. So what are you teaching them?
No, you're teaching them how to incorrectly cope with anger and frustration. That's what you're teaching them. And you're creating or continuing a cycle that has been handed down to you. And it's very unfortunate. It really is. And honestly, you know, we see it a lot in the Black community, right? We talk about whoopings all the time and how, you know, when we see kids out there in public, see, that's why, because they ain't getting no whoopings or anything like that. No, that's really not it. Like, I don't think people understand the trauma that comes with that. And also how, honestly, when you think about, like I said, everything has a function in parenting, right? So you do things so you can create a more independent, fully independent, and positively functioning adult in the future. That's your goal as a parent. I just don't understand how degrading and physically hurting your child to that level leads to producing, you get what I'm saying? A fully functional adult.
A responsible adult. Child.
Right. That's stuff. Where's that the correlation? You do to, yeah, that's stuff that you do to break people down. Right. You get what I mean? Right. Not build them up. So my issue with this whole thing, this whooping nature, is like, we're not promoting something that's building up our children, right? We're promoting something that really tears them down and keeps them subjugated.
It's oppressive. Yeah. And it stems from, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it stems from this whole slave mentality. Like, I'm going to beat you for you to comply. Like, yeah. Let me tell you something. I don't want my child to comply. I want her to make cognitive decisions, but be okay with the consequences that come with those decisions. Because everything mm-hmm. has consequences, whether good or bad. So just understand that you got, and one thing I will say, that nigga eats her motherfucking consequences. She's like, all right, like, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But again, that goes with me not beating my child into submission. And on the flip side, right? If this child was dating and her boyfriend beat her like that, would her father be okay with it?
Mm.
Would you be okay if someone beat your daughter, some man, her boyfriend, whomever, beat your daughter the same way you just beat her? Because you're setting the tone and the standard. That's one of the reasons why I never put my hands on my child, because I'm like, I don't want you to think it's okay for anybody to put their hands on you.
Yeah.
If a motherfucker can't talk anything out with you, then that's not the person for you. If they got to physically harm you for you to understand or for you to comply, then that's not a space you need to be in.
No, that's facts, man. That modeling stuff is wrong. You can't escape it. What's done in the home is done outside the home.
Absolutely.
You take it with you. You take it with you, whether it's consciously or subconscious, right? So whether it's you doing the beating or you thinking it's okay to receive it because you did something wrong. Like, you're going to take it with you in some way, shape, or form, right? So we're not saying there's always a direct correlation, but there's something to it. Studies have shown it. So it's not just us being therapists and being extra sensitive. That's just how it is. So when you're exposed to that, some of that goes with you, and you have to do a lot of work mentally and psychologically to really figure out and unpack and see where it comes from and how you've interpreted it and internalized it. And hopefully you don't pass that on to your offsprings or your significant other or the other relationships that you have in your household. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we take enough responsibility with that as parents, especially in our community. Because think about it, we've seen it all the time. How many times have we sat in a house with our clients and they talk about, yeah, you know what the problem is? I just ain't whoop you enough. You know what I'm saying? I ain't take this upside your head enough. You get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't beat you down to the ground. We could just do this right now. Like, so that's going to inspire this kid who's having trouble and acting out to not act out. Like, right. that's what it is. That's what's going to encourage this child to do that. How about we encourage more? Okay, let's sit down. Let's figure out really what's going on. What are you actually going through, and what can I help you with?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I
symptoms?
Exactly. How can I uplift you and get you to where you need to be? Like, what's really the deal? Rather than, you know, just going with this negative reinforcement. It's just
possible. I cannot wrap my brain around that. I'm sorry. And I'm thinking as we're talking, like, if my daughter called me and said, "Mommy, daddy busted in the shower and punched and kicked and stomped me."
Let me get my bail money ready.
Listen.
Get my
bail I couldn't even fathom the amount of rage as a mother I would have if I ever got that call from my daughter, whether it be her father, her boyfriend, whomever. Don't nobody touch my child. Like, what? Don't touch my child, period, point, fucking blank. Don't do it. And again, as a man, like, why do you think it's okay to put your hands on your daughter who's 16? So you can't tell me you're not beating the girls you with. You can't tell me you're not beating the girls you with. You can't tell me that.
Well, per social media, i.e. Instagram, the daughter's mom came out, of course, in defense to her daughter. She also stated that there have been some past incidents of domestic violence in that home as well. So it goes to show what we were saying. There's a pattern there, right? There's definitely something that either came down from his family or what have you that let him know that it was okay to go about it this way. And he's continuing that pattern with his child. And it's very unfortunate. It really is.
It is.
It really is.
It is. Because again, that is embarrassing. And then on top of that, it's like, then you have all these other people on social media who are condoning this. Like, first of all, this is a child. Y'all trolling a child, first and foremost. Let's start there. Like, y'all grown ass motherfuckers with no goddamn lives are trolling a child. Grow the fuck up. And then two, it's like, yo, y'all really coming to the defense of this man. And this is why I say, yo, we really got to do better at protecting Black women, because it's okay if the man is a celebrity. It's okay if he's well-known. It's okay if he has money. And it's like, it's not okay. Like, this little girl should feel safe in her home, regardless of the fact. And at this point, she does not. Like, you can't tell me someone not doing the dishes warrants this kind of physical violence.
No, it doesn't. And there's a difference. There's a difference in a child walking around fearing that they may not have access to certain luxuries or access to devices or access to even some of their friends. there's a difference between fearing that consequence and then there's a total other world of, holy crap, like I might get a black eye today.
Right.
Or and not only wearing different clothes to conceal bruises, or I gotta lock the door and I take a shower because somebody might bust it. Like
there you go.
Those are two different worlds. Like those two different worlds
affect how these child's brains are developed. Mm-hmm. Like it affects the development of their brain. Like it slows it down. It like come on now. Like it's just ridiculous. There's no way on God's green earth that don't get me started. Don't get me started.
No. It's just wild to me. It really is. It begs a question though, like you said. How, because I honestly believe that regardless of whether it was a male or female child, it's still wrong.
Absolutely.
Like it's still wrong either way. So even if Caesar was a woman and beat, you know, the young lady or the young boy, right. Like it's just wrong regardless.
You know, had a son. Yeah. It's still wrong.
Yeah. No matter what gender it is. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just wrong. But it does, like, for me, it what you said really just hit me, though. Like, how do I, as a significant other, kind of see this and not think, is some of this going to come back at me someday?
And this is
so, like, if I piss him, yeah, like, if I piss him off, you know what I'm saying, to that level, is this what I have to look forward to?
Right.
In the future, you get what I'm saying, like
yes, and that's real. And then on top of that, he made a comment about blended family, so that means that the girlfriend has kids too. Kids. So if you mm-hmm. see that this is his parenting style, and you have your own kids, you're okay with him treating your kids like this? You're okay with him doing this to your children?
Listen, could you imagine? I don't have kids, but getting a phone call that somebody else put their hands on my kid like that,
baby.
Listen. Listen, that statistic is one I've avoided successfully for these years, these 3+ decades. I would happily, like you said, go to jail for that.
Happily, because it's like you're not going to touch my fucking child. I don't care if your name is on her birth certificate or not. I don't give a fuck if you just bought her a $600 wig. I don't give a flying fuck what you just did. But on top of that, it's like my child ain't gonna let you do that shit. She gonna be like, okay, let me motherfucking go. Bet I'm calling my mommy. And that's why I say it's imperative that even when my daughter disappoints me, even when, you know, she doesn't do the chores, or doesn't do whatever, I'm not gonna beat her down because I need her to know that whatever happens out in the world, you can always call me. Regardless of how bad it is, I'm gonna mm-hmm. have your back, regardless. But she will not feel that if every time she fucks up or messes up or makes a mistake, I'm whooping her ass and I'm degrading her and I'm oppressing her.
Mm. Right, you know, it's funny, when I think of our clients that we see, they always reference the basic necessities of life, right? Clothing, food, shelter. Always reference that. There's also there's other sides of that too. Like there's other basic necessities that you need in your home as a child growing up too. You need to feel safe. You know what I'm saying? Like secure, like
that's on a hierarchy of needs.
Exactly. Like there's other necessities besides clothing, food, and shelter that you need to provide for your child as well.
Love, compassion, respect. Exactly.
So if your child is in the home not receiving those necessities, and they should receive that under any circumstance, like you said, whether they do right or wrong, they should always receive those basic necessities. If you're sacrificing those basic necessities for the rationale of discipline, you're doing it wrong. And that's just what it is, cut and dry. Absolutely. You're doing it wrong because you're putting your child at risk.
And I grew up in a house where the love wasn't no I love you, wasn't no hugs. It was just, like you said, food, clothes, and shelter. I remember I didn't want to do dishes one time. My girl was like, okay, well, if you don't want to do dishes, you get the fuck out of my house. I'm like, whoa. Like, whoa.
That escalated
fast. But that gives you an idea of who raised me and how that dynamic of the household was, right? So it makes you feel like you're disposable. Like, it does. So I know when I had my child, I made sure that wasn't going to be my tactic. You know, we do cuddle puddles over here. I will hug and kiss my baby to death or whatever. But at the end of the day, when you fuck up, I'm going to let you know you fucked up. But that doesn't mean I got to be so. And another thing that pissed me off about parents, when they punish their kids, they feel like they got to be assholes to their kids because their kids on punishment, like giving them the silent treatment or being mean and nasty to them. Like, you ain't got to do all that. Just because they're on punishment, you ain't got to do all that. Like, what are you doing that for? Like, what does that teach them? I don't get that. Like, I can punish my child and I could, here you go. Here's your punishment with a smile on my face and I love you and I'm going to kiss you on your forehead, baby, and let me know if you need anything or whatever. But guess what? You're still punished. Mm-hmm. I love you though. Like, I don't have to degrade you and hurt you and manipulate you and all of these other things because you messed up.
Right.
And I think that's what a lot of parents fail to realize. But that is when we as adults can't manage our own emotions. We're so hurt. We're so disappointed. We're so angry that now we got to lash out at our children.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. Lack of emotional regulation. That's what to me is a sign of, like, I've always made sure. And I came from a very strict conservative Haitian household. So, you know, they're all about the whoopings and, you know, they're going to talk down to you. And it's crazy. I've had my whoopings, you know, here and there, not as much as my sisters, but I've gotten a few. But I'll even say this, one of the most hurtful things I'll never forget in my childhood was not a whooping, but my dad basically just embarrassing me and degrading me in front of like my cousins and family members. Like the hurt that did to me, like, is something that I will never, ever forget. And it's something that sticks with me so much so to now, to the point where in my relationships, I make it a point to where I'm angry, I don't deal with people in that anger. I know that will lead to hurt that I can't take back.
Right.
I would rather cool down, discuss this level head so we can really get to the point and what's going on rather than say something just out of what I'm feeling in the moment, which always doesn't really signify how you feel throughout the whole scenario anyway. Right. It's just that moment. So it's emotional regulation basically at the end of the day. And I think parents oftentimes don't keep that in the forefront of their consciousness when they're dealing with their kids, whenever they, you know, disappoint them or act out or whatever the situation is, they want to boom right then and there. Sometimes it's okay to say, hey, go to your room or whatever. I'm going to come talk to you.
You know, we do timeouts over here. I'm like, you know what? Because first of all, me and my daughter are experts at storming out. So when you should see us, like when shit go wrong between us, we be trying, whoever going to storm out the fastest. Everybody try to pack their shit up to see who's going. And I'm like, hell no, you sit your ass down. I'm leaving. Like, because sometimes things need to be tabled. Sometimes things just need to be a conversation. Sometimes things just need to, it don't always have to go to the extreme or a punishment. Like, I was like, one of her homegirls, I'm like, damn, that motherfucker stay on punishment. She like 17. Like, what the fuck is y'all teaching her? Like,
right.
At the end of the day, if she's constantly punished, like, what are you teaching her? Because it's just like going to jail. Like, yeah, you can lock a nigga up, but then when you let them go, they ain't learned shit while they was on lockdown. So now you put them back in the same environment and they don't have any skill sets to deal with that environment. Mm-hmm. So you're just setting them up for failure. And I really can't wrap my brain around that whole situation. But like you said, I'm not going to talk to my child out of anger. Like, am I angry? Am I disappointed? Am I hurt? Absolutely. But again, if I want to teach my child how to deal with these things, I got to mimic that first. I got to be a mirror for her first. And I've also got to teach her what is acceptable behavior, what's not acceptable. How can I teach her about boundaries and self-love if I'm constantly violating her boundaries and degrading her?
That's facts.
How is that possible?
Yeah. And it's crazy how parents forget they're a constant role model. And everything. Constant. You don't get a break from being a role model.
Ever. Like, you're a constant role model.
Yeah. You're a constant role model. Me as a grown adult, I was talking to my parents the other day, asking them how they deal with this type of bill and how they do, like, constant role model. Like, you never, that just, it's an occupation and a title that just never goes away for you guys. Ever. That's just what it is. And ever. I feel like if parents were to think like that more often, they'd really, really be more cautious in what they do and how they interact with their kids when it comes to discipline. Like you said, I don't think we think that conversation can actually be okay. You don't always have to lead to discipline and punishment, like you said, because that creates a sense of hopelessness. So it's like, well, I'm gonna be on punishment anyway. I might as well do whatever I want or
Because that was me. Like, I'm like, shit, I'm motherfucking rock this motherfucker out because when I get caught.
Man, if I'm on a bed, if I'm on a life bed, I might as well live it out.
Forever, like, forever. And it's just like, come on now. Like, even my daughter now, honey, I'm like, I ain't about to keep punching. Bruh, first of all, when you don't punch me, I won't punch me. I don't feel like they don't punch me, okay? And then on top of that, it's just like, it's time that she's like, please just punch me. I don't want to talk no more. Just please just punch me. I'm like, oh, we're going to talk this out. And then, like you said, that public degrading, like, I'm not going to publicly degrade my child, ever. Even when she pissed me off, I'm like, all right, get off the phone. Like, get off the phone. I don't even want your friends to hear this. Whatever version your friend's going to get is going to come from you, because at the end of the day, I respect you. Even if I'm mad at you, I still respect you and your image enough to not degrade you publicly. And that takes me back to another one of these reality stars. I forgot her name. I think she was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, where she went up to the door to school and like shoved her face into the locker.
I'm so mad I know this. Why do I know this? Fix my life. Oh my God.
You only know it because sports has been thrown off this year. Sports has been kind of thrown off. That's the only reason you know this stuff.
Tristan, yeah, what is happening?
I know. Just embrace it.
No. But yeah, like, she went up to the school.
Why do you go to your daughter's school and publicly embarrass her and degrade her, and then she still got to go back to that school and deal with
something? Exactly. No, I'm with you. That's one thing you will never catch Hans doing. I don't have any kids, but even in relationships, though, that's a golden rule I use too. I will not argue with you in public. I don't care how mad. What's gonna happen is you're gonna argue with yourself. I'm quick to disengage. I don't care. Cuss me out. Do whatever. We're not arguing in public. That's okay, not for public consumption.
I don't argue with my child in public.
You gotta make that distinction.
But it's many a motherfuckers have tried me publicly, and I'm like, oh, bet. Watch this shit. I'ma turn it up or not. Oh, Tristan. And I'm like, I'm gonna make you regret ever speaking to me. Ever. Because no, I publicly argue. I do. But you know, I was proud of myself. Let me tell you something. I was very proud of myself on New Year's Day. I went to Walmart, right? Went to Walmart. And you know how you walk in Walmart now, they got these little stations where you can get the paper towels and the spray and wipe yourself down. So this disgusting, grotesque ass woman that got her cart. So I'm letting her go. The man let me go or whatever. So she already sees two people behind her. She all on the speakerphone or whatever. And then she stops in the middle. As soon as she goes through the door, she stops in the middle and goes. And I'm like, looking at her, you don't even care about people around you. You don't care that you're holding up the line. And then I'm like, okay, let me go around. She jumps in front of me. I said, you know what, bitch? So then she's like, I said, sweetheart, I refuse to argue with a bitch who wasn't raised right. And I left. See? Listen, progress.
It is progress.
The way.
It is progress. It is. I didn't get no phone calls about Tristan throwing down at Walmart. See, that is progress. That's why I'm going to Southside Walmart. I don't know what you said as
I walked away, but I walked away. I'm like, I'm not arguing with a bitch who wasn't raised right. Like, look what you're doing. You're so uncouth. No, I'm not doing that. Not in 2021. not on day one of 2021.
Not day one.
Catch me on day 10 and shit might change.
Catch me later on this month, though.
Shit might change, but not on day 1 a.m. of 2021. No, you won't catch me slipping.
You early in Walmart, 8 a.m.
You know, I like going early before the, you know, first of all, you're not going to be hella early. So I'll be up at like 6:30 in the morning and shit.
It's the South Side.
I'd be like,
it's the South Side. The gangsters ain't up that early. They just going to bed. So
they just thank God, because you know about that last shooting in the Walmart.
Exactly.
When I was in there, I'm like, sir, you is leaking on aisle 3. Who done shot you in this Walmart?
South Side, baby.
Old National. Shout out to Old National.
Hey, you better shout them out. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us this week on Hans and Tristan Podcast. As always, you can listen to us wherever podcasts are heard, stream and download it. So that's your iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can tune in to the Hans and Tristan Podcast. Also, hit up our YouTube page. Yes, we're still posting videos of our beautiful visages or faces in English. So tune into our YouTube channel, which is the Hans and Tristan Podcast. So
it's a theme.
Like, subscribe. It is a theme. And we're on IG as the Hans and Tristan Podcast. So please tune in, show your support. We appreciate it, guys. Happy New Year once again. Happy 2021. Let's make it our year. Let's make it great. Let's make it great. You guys take care, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.